And we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, we have Carol Worley here with the Lions, but she's also here with Packs of Hunger, and she wants to give us a little update. So, Carol, if you'd come forward, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, the last 15 months has been different for you as it has for us. In 15 months, we have managed to feed 19,000 children. And we could not have done it without our community, for businesses, individual churches, our service organizations who stand up behind us. Somehow, my husband would not be thrilled if I told him I spent $4,000 or $5,000 a week on groceries. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but that's the way he is. And when we finish in 3 weeks, we will have done this for 15 months. Albertson's team, there's David. They come, they have their own crew. He has the smallest, no, he has the largest crew. Mm-hmm. He delivers 100 a week. Mm. Packs and deliver. WIP has stepped up when we first started to deliver, and that's where we stand. We're getting ready to take a deep breath to start this fall, but we know that we're going to beat this mess, whatever it is. And thank you for your time. Well, any questions? I'll be glad to answer. I'm sorry, Ambassador Dale.
Questions for Ms. Worley?
Bless you for all the beautiful, wonderful lives and the things that you do and the lives that you touch. You're just amazing. And
it is not I cannot do it without our team. We have three crews that do this. I have a group of 90-year-old ladies who builds oatmeal bags till they have nightmare. Mm-hmm. And that can happen, can't it, David? And if you're bored in some at Christmas, our boxes were 50 pounds each. And we used over 16,000 pounds of food. And without y'all, we could not have done it. And thank you so much.
JJ, did you have a question? Comment? Well, Mark?
Well, I just wanted to say the same thing. Mm. Carol and the Lions, especially, thank you for your service. You know, and all of you service organizations are great doing things for our community. Thank you so much.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. Further questions for Carol? Carol, thank you so much.
And if you're bored, we still have three more weeks. We build Thursday morning, we build Thursday night. I don't know if my little old ladies will let you in, I'm sorry. But anybody's welcome to come out, anybody.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'll see. Okay. That moves us to number one on the agenda, is approval of the agenda. We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of Resolution 2021-22, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2021-22 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcedo.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the fourth quarter budget adjustments for FY 2021. In the general fund, there is a request in the executive department to increase revenue and capital by $20,000 for a donation received for miscellaneous community projects. In the general fund, there is a request in the public safety department to increase capital by $144,090 for the purchase of two new replacement vehicles. In the GRT capital outlay fund, there is a request to increase capital by $300,000 for phase one San Jose Senior Center renovations. And in the lodgers tax promotional fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $37,000 for J. Chester Design for social media promotion for the city of Carlsbad tourist and recreational facilities. This concludes my fourth quarter budget adjustments, unless there are any questions.
Questions from the council?
Mayor, this is presented to the budget council. We passed it unanimously, and with that, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Second. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number three, consider approval of resolution 2021-23, a resolution adopting the 2021-22 fiscal year interim budget. Begin with Mr. Lowe.
Yes. Mayor, members of the council, tonight Ms. Gonzalez will present the fiscal year 22 budget that was approved by the budget committee on April 23rd. As you know, during the current fiscal year, the city realized significant reductions in revenues and specifically gross receipts tax revenues. To balance this deficit, the city took multiple steps to control costs, including delaying and idling projects and holding vacant positions. Because of these steps, the city is forecasting no overall reduction to the cash balance. And although the fiscal year 22 interim budget that you have before you tonight specifies a $10 million reduction in overall cash balance, the city realizes there will be savings in this budget as well. The city will remain cautious as we move through the new fiscal year and adjust spending based on revenue trends. I'd like to thank the finance department for all their hard work in developing the budget under the current revenue constraints, and also the directors for their support and willingness to work closely with the finance department to assist with cost saving initiatives. Mayor, with your approval, I'd ask Ms. Gonzalez to give an overview of the budget.
Ms. Gonzalez.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Before you tonight is the city's fiscal year 2022 interim budget. I'll be providing you a brief summary of the budget. The city is budgeting an overall decrease in cash of $10.5 million. As with all budgets, the city budgets revenues very conservatively and costs at a premium. Therefore, as Mr. Lowe pointed out, the actual reduction in cash is projected to be much less or even favorable, similar to the current fiscal year's actual versus budget. In summary, the city is budgeting $97 million in revenues. This amount is flat to the current fiscal year's forecasted revenues. The city is budgeting $51 million in labor cost. This amount is flat to the current fiscal year budget. The city is budgeting $38 million in operating cost. This amount is $1.1 million or 2.8% less than the current fiscal year budget. Capital carryover is budgeted at $32 million. This is primarily related to both multi-year street improvement projects and water and sewer projects. And last, new capital projects are budgeted at $18.4 million, with this amount being offset by $5.3 million in grants. This completes my summary, and thank you for allowing me to present to you this evening.
Question for Ms. Gonzalez.
Mayor, this was an arduous project. I appreciate all of the efforts of the finance department and my finance committee. There's a lot of time spent together, a lot of discussion. The department has made some really deep cuts, and we appreciate everyone's willingness to work with us. It's a very lean budget, but that's what we have now. We have lean revenue, so we're doing the best we can with what we have. And with that, mm-hmm. I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss D2.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, annually the Bureau of Land Management leases ground space lease at the Cavern City Air Terminal. The Carlsbad Field Office leases this ground to support their efforts in fighting wildland fires in the area. This is renewed annually at $1. And it's a great service for BLM. Mm.
So thank you.
I'll stand for any questions if there is any.
Questions for Mr. Lowe?
Mayor, make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number 5, consider approval of request for a transfer of ownership of inter-local dispenser liquor license number 28074 for Blazing Wings Incorporated, doing business as Buffalo Wild Wings at 1801 West Pierce Street. Applicant Blazing Wings Incorporated, Mr. Lowe.
Yes. Mayor, member of the council, just for the record, too, the attorney for Blazing Wings, Mark Rhodes, is on the line with the city clerk as well.
Okay.
To answer any questions anybody may have.
Okay.
This applicant is seeking approval for a transfer of ownership for the liquor license for Buffalo Wild Wings. There was a change in the ownership of the entity that owns the liquor license. When more than 10% of the ownership is sold, they are required to do a transfer of ownership application. The owner has not changed. Internally, one private equity has sold to another. Mm-hmm. The owner is still Blazing Wings, doing business as Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm-hmm. Question for Mr. Lowe? Mm-hmm. Question for the attorney? We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number 6, consider approval of authorization to apply for funding through SERPTO for the reconstruction of Old Cavern Highway with a 5% match.
You need me,
Mr. Cass.
Okay, I appreciate it. I appreciate the support.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, Council people. Today before you is for your approval and authorization is the ability to go out for funding through the SERPTO organization to reclaim and repave Old Cavern Highway from National Parks Highway to Ferris. The amount of the total cost of the project is $528,000, and it would require a match from the city of 5%, which is $26,400.
Question for Mr. Cass. We need a motion.
I move for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Cass. Number 7, consider approval of authorization for submission of an aging and long-term services department, ALTSD, application for the purchase of equipment for the Alejandro Reese Senior Center. Ms. Testa.
Good evening, Mayor. Thank you, and council members. Before you is a request for approval for a submission of an application to the Aging and Long-Term Services Department. Basically, the city is looking to or seeking to request funding for equipment so that we can get some, you know, improvements on the equipment that is being used by the provider at this time. Aging and Long-Term Services provides
funding for emergency repairs, replacement of equipment, or to make improvements to the facilities. We are planning to submit an application as well for the renovations, a next phase of renovations to that facility. And then this will be in addition to that. So there's no match requirement for it. The state provides this funding through this coordinated program through that state office. So if there's any questions.
Question for Ms. Testa. Thank you, Ms. Testa.
Thank you.
I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second, if no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershide?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number eight, consider approval of authorization for submission of an American Library Association COVID Relief Fund application for the Carlsbad Public Library to expand the library's collection and job resource center. Again, Ms. Testa.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council members. This is also another grant application. This is going to be for the library. They have a lot of wonderful programs at the library right now, especially during this COVID pandemic that we've been in. And this funding is for their operations, so that this will allow for some expansion on those services that are being provided. They can receive up to $50,000, and there's no match requirement on this. So if you have any questions on the programs.
Question for Ms. Testa. Thank you, Ms. Testa.
Thank you.
We have a motion to approve. In a second, no further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershide?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number nine, consider approval of request for a temporary use business license by the Heights Lions Club for a carnival at 300 and 301 Diaz Street, Rey Anaya San Jose Plaza and Park. And begin with Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request for a business license for the Heights Lions Club to hold their carnival at the Rey Anaya San Jose Plaza Park. They propose to begin on Wednesday, May 26, and run through Sunday, May 30th, 2021. The carnival presenter is Moore's Greater Shows out of Lyford, Texas. The application comes with their certificate of liability insurance, which is a requirement per the ordinance. You'll see a letter written by the Lions Club in your packet. The planning staff would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall comply with all applicable requirements of Code of Ordinances, Chapter 28, Article 2. The applicant shall furnish the city with copies of all forms and inspections required under the Carnival Ride Insurance Act prior to operation. The applicant shall ensure that all trash is cleaned from the site daily and at the end of the event, and that the applicant needs to acknowledge that the City Council has approved for two temporary vendors at the park at the same time, and they need to accommodate those vendors as well should they need to.
Question for Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, if I could. Yeah. Jeff, I'd like to ask, you know, you've seen these carnivals come to town quite often in other cities and all. You know, do they have somebody, they must have somebody that inspects this equipment on a regular basis, right?
They're supposed to provide us with the certificate showing that the equipment is passed and kept up, and our building inspectors can go out and inspect the installation as well. So.
But is it a yearly thing, or is it?
I would probably imagine it's a yearly thing with the state. The states that they operate in, that they have to get certifications that prove that their equipment is kept up to a certain standard.
Right.
And we can perform some of that ourselves.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Further question for Mr. Patterson?
This is May 26th through when?
May 30th. So it'll be Wednesday through Sunday.
I move for approval. I move for approval.
Can we wait just a, sure, just a second? I'd like Mr. Beatty to make a brief, and then we'll have it. I just wanted to get David up here.
It's carnival time. The Heights Lions respectively request approval for the return of Moore's Greater Show to the city of Carlsbad, New Mexico at the Reynaya Plaza. The carnival will arrive on Monday and begin to set up. They'll operate as in the past, beginning Wednesday through Sunday. They'll pack up and leave Monday. Our club members will be at the carnival every night, and in the past, law enforcement has provided extra patrols as they felt needed. We hope this is still possible with them as well. The Heights Lions will provide dumpsters from the city, porta-potties as in the past. Even though the carnival operator generally leaves the location very clean, there will be additional cleanup by our members and the following Tuesday as well once they exit the property. Moore's Greater Shows has provided an additional COVID-19 information proposal, which I will read to you. It's a brief statement from the owner. We look forward to once again providing a quality entertainment option to our community as we have done since 1992 when we took over the Jaycees. We will do whatever is necessary to make this happen. This is our largest fundraiser of the year that enables us to continue funding all the services we provide our wonderful community, and it's time for some fun. And this is one of those carnivals that he gives us quite a bit back out of his proceeds. It's usually $20,000 plus, which is the bulk of our donations that we make. What would you say? We help people with throughout the year. And so we didn't get that last year, so we really need this one. And this one's for Moore's Greater Show's social distancing proposal to us. Moore's Greater Show is a fifth-generation carnival established in the 20s. Never in the history of this family business have we ever been unable to operate due to a pandemic or anything for that matter. Our business has been closed since March the 8th, 2020, with all of our fairs, celebrations, and festivals canceling right and left. This has put such a financial burden on me and my family and a fear of not knowing what is going to happen next. We need to get out there and fight for our livelihood. We need the fair boards and committees to understand that this is for them also. We need each other. With the COVID-19 virus, we are willing to work with the health department, the city, state, and county to get our business back in operation. Here are some guidelines from Moore's Shows we'll be putting in place to help in keeping our guests safe. One is the crowd control, making our walkways wider to allow more guest spacing. Two is hand sanitizers, placing hand sanitizers at every ride, game, and food concession. Three is employee checking, taking temperatures and wellness checks of all their employees. Four is employee masks. Employees will always wear masks. Five is ride sanitizing. Rides will be sanitized. Six is signage. Signs will be posted throughout the midway, reminding guests to socially distance. Seven is we will be encouraging the guests to follow social distancing and to sanitize often. It would be great if the fair board, security, and the police department will help in this matter. Eight, I would like for the fair board to advertise, wear masks, sanitize, practice social distancing. If everyone follows these guidelines and reminds others to do the same, I think we can get the fair open and bring some fun back into our much-needed lives. The show must go on. Thank you for your consideration.
Question for Mr. Beatty.
Mayor, I have a question, not for him so much, but for John, where's our city at right now? Are we green yet as far as COVID and all that kind of stuff? Are we, is it still turquoise?
We're turquoise, and we'll be that way for at least the next 3 weeks. And yeah. By the way, I was going to save this for committee reports, but since you brought it up, over the weekend we had, including Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we had 4 positives, and today we had 0. So
that's awesome.
Better news all the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, Mayor.
Now we go to Councilor Lisa.
I move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
I also just want to thank you, the Lions Club, for all that you do. So we really appreciate it. Moves us to number 10, consider approval of request for a temporary use business license to conduct door-to-door sales and installation of smart home automation and security services by Smart Home Pros Incorporated, Vivint, Contact Tag Steel. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request for a business license to conduct door-to-door sales and installation of smart home automation and security services by Smart Home Pros, which is owned by Vivint. The applicant has requested this business license for the past few years and has been approved for such. We do have regulations, as you'll see in your packet, and we did receive a background check from the police department today. And I'll read to you excerpts from that. According to the Better Business Bureau website, the Smart Home Pros Inc. is not an accredited member of the Bureau. According to the BBB, the business was started on March 10th, 2008. There have been 2 consumer complaints filed with the BBB in the last 36 months. Smart Home Pros Inc. holds a 1 out of 5 star rating from 16 customer reviews. These reviews go back to May of 2018 and 2 already in this year of 2021. It's also noted in the background check that the police department has had no calls or complaints about the door-to-door activities of Smart Home Pros. I'll stand for any questions.
Question for Mr. Patterson.
Do we know the nature of the complaints that were lodged?
It's not included in the report, so I don't know for sure.
Mayor, I have a question.
Question.
Jeff, are they going to be, are the individuals background checked before they go to the door, or is that?
They're required to provide us with an ID that we keep on file, but we don't, to my knowledge, perform any background checks city side.
What about the company side?
The company, I think, is supposed to do that. I think if they have a representative here, he could answer that. But in the past, I know that they have told us that they have done background checks on the people that will be going door to door.
Further question for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. And we do have a representative here. Would you like to make a statement? If you would state your name for the record, please.
My name is John Baxter, compliance manager at Smart Home Pros. Mr. Patterson said, we've been working well with Carlsbad for the last several years. We'd like to continue so. If you have any questions for me, I'd be more than happy to answer. We do, as in respect to your question, we do background checks on each rep. That's a requirement for their employment with us. Okay.
Further question from the council? Is there anyone in the audience that has questions? Officer?
Mayor, council members, I'm here on behalf of an incident that happened to me with concerning Vivint. You advised that the company is owned by Vivint, and I just wanted to explain that a couple months ago I was notified by a collection agency stating that I owed $4,000 for a Vivint security system that I do not own from a company here in Carlsbad that I was the co-signer for a security system for a restaurant. After contacting them and advising them that I wasn't the same person that they were looking for with the same name of Carlos Garcia, getting them on speaker and talking in the detective department, advising them that they had the wrong information and that they said that they had the same information that Vivint had provided them. So I told them that I was probably going to be filing charges for identity theft. I was not the owner. I had nothing to do with this or the person that they talked about. And I wind up having to send them a letter stating who I was, what I did, and they turned around and said, well, we're just a collection agency. We were hired by Vivint to do this, so I had to contact Vivint. I sent them a letter stating what had happened, and they turned around and said, well, we did find the right person. You have nothing to do with this. And I requested that they give me some type of confirmation stating I had nothing to do with it. 2 days later, it shows up on my credit report. In 2 days. So I contacted Vivint, and they said, well, this is the information that was provided to the collection agency. I said, so you submitted it without confirmation of who I was. After the other company said that I wasn't the person. So I turned around and sent them a letter, Vivint, another letter stating the whole process. My whole point is this. If this can happen to me, you know, on a collection agency for $4,000 to the credit bureau, in the process of looking into refinancing my house, I had to put everything on hold. So after sending them a pretty nasty letter saying about filing charges for identity theft, for harassment for the calls, and for profiling, because I have the same name as Carlos Garcia, they finally sent me a response and said that they were going to remove everything. And the last point, if I may, in the request, if you should still decide to approve this, is give them the same answer that they gave me, which is this type of collection companies to remove this will take anywhere from 30 to 90 days to complete and remove the inquiry if applicable. So my question to you is, if you decide to approve this, then make it 30 to 90 days before they get an answer.
Question for Mr. Garcia?
On my credit report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia. Any questions? Counselor? I thought you had something.
I do, but I don't.
What's the brute?
Mayor, I think our responsibility is deciding whether or not they have permission to go door to door, not necessarily whether we agree with their business practices or their collection practices, which I don't necessarily based on Charlie's decision, but we're being asked, are they allowed to go door to door? And I don't think the police have had any problems with them going door to door. Whether people sign or not sign is not up to us. So I would make a motion for approval for them to go door to door.
We have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
No.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
No.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Motion passed. Moves us to Number 11, consider approval of ordinance 2021-11, an ordinance rezoning part of R1 Residential 1 District to RR Rural Residential District for an approximately 0.955 acre property located at 3204 West Lee Street. Applicant Kevin Danos and Jennifer Blank. A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance. And we'll now convene as a public hearing, and we'll begin with Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning for the subject property, 3204 West Lee Street, from R1 Residential 1 District to RR Rural Residential District. You'll find a map in your packet showing the subject property, the impetus behind the request. The applicant owns a horse and wants to keep the horse at the residence. As such, they need to change the zoning to rural residential, which would allow them to keep the horse on the property. This item appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the April 12th, 2021 commission meeting, and they voted to recommend approval with a vote of 4 in favor of approval, none against, and 1 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Would you like to speak?
Kevin Dallas, I'm the owner.
Hey.
So we just have a horse. She's almost a year old. When we bought the property, Century 21 sold it to us as a property that would have livestock availability. We since have found out that the home is not even up to code, and that is not the case for the property. So that's why we are requesting the property change. They had chickens there as well when we first moved in. There was even a horse corral. We just want to keep a horse, you know. No harm to anybody around.
Questions from the council? Thank you. Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of ordinance.
Motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
You're approved.
Thank you all.
Number 12, consider approval of ordinance 2021-12, an ordinance rezoning part of C2 Commercial 2 District to R1 Residential 1 District for an approximately 0.285 acre property located at 2209 San Jose Boulevard. Applicant Manuel and Wilma Duran. A, public hearing. B, approval of ordinance, and we will now convene as a public hearing. And again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning at the subject property, 2209 San Jose Boulevard, from C2 Commercial 2 District to R1 Residential 1 District. As you'll see on the maps provided in your packet, it's primarily residential in nature surrounding the property. And you'll see the subject property is residential in nature as well. Changing the zoning to R1 would better fit the current use of the property. This change would not create a spot zone, as there is R1 Residential 1 District adjacent to the property. This item appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the April 12th, 2021 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, and that body voted to recommend approval of this item with a vote of 4 in favor, none against, and 1 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I have a question.
Councilor?
How did it ever get to C2?
I don't know for sure. I would wager a guess that maybe when they applied the zoning, when the new zoning ordinance was passed in 2011, that they converted certain properties just from what it was to the current definitions. And perhaps they decided to do a corridor down San Jose Boulevard as commercial. I don't know for sure. But I could find that out if you would like, but it's something we've run into in certain spots in the city, and we've tried to correct it when we've come across it.
Thank you.
Further questions for Mr. Patterson? Counselor?
Jeff, this does cover the two lots identified there under the single address. Is that correct?
Right. You'll see 2209, the two north lots are both owned by the same owner, and it covers those, not the third on the corner.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anybody that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, make a motion for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
That will move us to number 13, council committee reports. Is there any councilor have any updates?
Mayor, I don't have an update, but just notes on a meeting that was held today with ConocoPhillips. Had a little roundtable discussion today. Some of the major points made were their efforts at building bridges under the new administration. Mm-hmm. They're going a long way towards that. They are working towards climate action plan emissions and working towards the 30 by 30 plan that Martin Heinrich has put forth for the area. They are actively trying to create a better environment for our area, including orphaned wells and water conservation initiatives. They're very active in the community, as was well noted. Their support of, among others, the Clark Farm, the schools, Southeastern New Mexico College, the Carlsbad Foundation, United Way. So they are a very active part of our community, and we're thankful for that. They did mention they do have a local workforce of about 400 living in the Permian area. We're not sure if they all live in Carlsbad, but they are living here and are residents and not people just flying in and flying out.
Yep. Thank you. Anyone else?
Mayor, I have an update.
Counselor?
Last week we met with or spoke with Deputy Secretary David Duke for the Department of Energy. Mm-hmm. We had some positive outcomes. One of his major outcomes was he wanted to meet with the local community, and his outcome was that the community knows the area the best and knows what the community needs for the sites and for WIP.
Good.
So he's willing to work with us and not just listen in D.C., but to get down to local community because we know what's best for our community.
Yeah.
So that was a positive outcome for him.
Thanks. Anyone else? Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 14, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Thank you, Councilman Estrada. Appreciate you.